everybody. Thanks for coming out. Man, this is great. Just a couple of quick announcements. Everything's 20% off, including Charlie's CDs. Please notice the tip jar up front. These guys drove a long way, all the way from Oklahoma, all night long. And they need some gas money. And lastly, Charlie's going to be signing CDs and whatever right over here after the show. And all right, y'all have fun.
As you said, we'd like to thank you for showing up, coming out, and we know you're going to enjoy the music of Charlie Louvin, the Louvin Brothers. So if you would, please, it gives us a great deal of pleasure and honor to be part of this. The man is a legend, period. That's just that people like the Beatles, the Everly Brothers, have said that their music wouldn't have been the same without the sound of Charlie and Ira Louvin. So would you please welcome Grand Ole Opry star, member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, Mr. Charlie Louvin.
Lord, don't say goodbye if you love me. It will make my heart overflow. And kiss my lips once you leave me. Just don't say goodbye when you go. Lord, they tell me today that you're going far away to make yourself a name, and they tell me that you're discontented and that you are searching for fame. Don't say goodbye if you love me. It will make my heart overflow. And kiss my lips once you leave me. Just don't say goodbye when you go. Just listen. Showing.
Save those tabs for the kiddies. I think their first prize is a Wendy burger with fries at the end of the school year if they win. Here's a little, that was a song from our brand new CD, and this also is one of the numbers in there. We beg in church, but never in the outdoors like this. Do you fear this man's invention that they call atomic power? Are we all in great confusion? Do we know the time or hour when a terrible explosion may rain down upon our land, leaving horrible destruction, blotting out the works of man? Of fine pickers here. Here's a song that I recorded. Dallas Fraser wrote it. I'm about the only one that cut it, I guess. Hope you remember it. Go like this. Just outside these prison bars, the hanging trees wave. The sun. Thank you. a sleeping man could hear, then darling, would I hear your footsteps of mine. Promise me the time won't separate me from your memory, that you remember me until days of silver. If not for you, I know I'd lose my mind before morning. Come hold me close and tell me you care. Will you visit me on Sundays? Will you bring me pretty flowers? Will you meet
in 1958, first he wrote it, had the first record on it. Dolly Parton cut it, and a whole bunch of other people, I think Graham Parson cut it way back yonder in the middle 70s. We're waiting just a few seconds till the green lights are on the tuning thing. Bless you, young man. I'll get my prayer group out for you folks in a few minutes here. We've got to talk about it. I got in a little trouble at the county seat. Lord, they put me in the jailhouse, a-walking on the streets. And when the judge heard the verdict, I was a guilty man, sitting $45, 30 days in the can. So let me cast on the barrel, it's on. Tucson
Arizona here, and that is about 1,300 miles. Well, damn it, I said we drove from here. Somebody take this guy out there and set him down. He's got problems. I got a hearing aid that cured mine. Now, here's a song that I'm very proud of. I asked Willie Nelson a few years ago if he'd come and record this song with me. I said, please bring your guitar, the one with the hole in it, and your old Standale amp, because I want you to do the turnaround also. Well, you can look at this motley crew, and you know that we don't have Willie in the bunch. But we might have a surprise for you. This is probably the best song I ever recorded. Yours is exactly like it is. Kevin, do you have the, you have it? Okay. That's good. I don't need him on this one. Actually, we're going to do away with the electric. I think he's going to stomp his guitar if it feeds back one more time like that. I'm going to get the holler-bodied guitar here and see what we can do with it. We don't mean to impersonate or attempt to sound like the Lubin Brothers. We're just going to do some acoustic sounds on a couple of Lubin Brothers songs. We're going to do them in three parts. That way it won't sound so much like Lubin's. You're running wild. keep questioning. He's tuning, he won't even talk to me. We can't do this next one unless I have a copy of the lyrics. My hard drive and my head is full. I can't get it to take nothing else. Yeah, yeah. Finally admitted he has it, so I guess we're going to get to sing it after all. You going to give me both of them?
No.
Got that one first. All right. This is a song that's been recorded by I don't know how many folks. It's a little bit of a song. But it's a challenging song, if you may. It's entitled Satan's Jeweled Crown. If I could be king or a ruler of nations with diamonds and jewels profound, I'd rather know that I have salvation than to know my reward. Satan's jewel crown, I've worn it so long. Would God for my soul has reached down. His love set me free. He made me his own. Without any sack time. We are traveling in the bus. And
we love you, Charlie!
Love you.
Well,
I love you too, darling. I'm not really looking for love. I got plenty of love at home. My pretty girls, that's another thing. I want you to listen to the words on this song. It fits a lot of people. It might even fit you. Somebody give me something on this one here in the gear of dog. This could be our last Just let me enjoy it till it's over. How far in? Please don't tell me how the story ends. See the way our shadows come together.
Sad songs there. Oh, we got one more tearjerker.
Better the better.
This one's been recorded several times. I wish I had a friend here. Miss Shirley, you got a Kleenex? Guy caught me out there. What said Paul Go? Said, I see you got a cold. I said, you don't see it now, do you?
See that.
I got to do something. My nose is hooked to my eyes, so when my eyes water, when my nose goes along with the program. Thank you, girl. I knew you'd be good for something, son, if you could just come over here and visit with us a while. This is my... Huh? Is that all we're going to do? No, we're going to do two more anyway.
Thank you!
This one here is a song that's been recorded by several different genres of music. Rock and roll, alternative country, alternative rock, you name it. And it began as a Lubin Brothers song. I don't know exactly what year. I guess it was about 1959 or 1960 or something like that. He's a busy little boy, isn't he? I'm going to tell you, before I try this song, I'm going to tell you, it's my microphone. Maybe if I kick that speaker. Can you let off just a little on this monitor here? Point it at them.
Yeah.
Let them suffer for a while. Thank you. Appreciate it. I tried kicking it a while ago, but I couldn't kick it far enough away.
got away from you too, didn't it?
We need a... Graham Parsons cut this on the back side of Cash on the Barrel Hit back in about 1972. And he's the boy that introduced our music to Emmylou Harris. He played her a Lewin Brothers song, and she wanted to know who is that girl singing the high song. And that's the way she was introduced to it. She recorded several, her first being If I Could Only Win Your Love, which put her career in high gear. She's been in high gear ever since. So we'll sing this for you, our little version of The Christian Life. Sorry about the Knoxville girl, but we've got a bunch of clock watchers around here.
Yeah.
To say our time has come and went, but I'm going to do one other song. We'll have a video out on this song very soon. We have some nice camera people working on it today, and probably take a month and a half to get this all put together, but I'm sure they'll do a great job on it.
Plenty of everything.
I do. I have plenty of everything but you. We got enough requests to last 3 or 4 hours here. But we can't stay that long. Because the man got his record shop open, and he hopes, and I hope, that you'll go in and pick up a copy of the new CD. He only has 30 copies of it. That was when the day started, and they won't last long. It's the best thing that we've done in a coon's age. We hope that you'll enjoy this one here. It's a song that I helped write about my brother, and I truly hope that I can get through it. I'm just a snob, or a slob, I guess you'd call it. I have trouble getting through these songs. So if this young man here is a Pennsylvania guy, I promised I'd tell you this. By birth, he's a Pennsylvanian and a transplanted Tennessean, and we love him. His name is Bill Kelly. Back yonder on the drums is a young man from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
name is Kevin Casey.
So let's get a round of applause for Kevin. I got the sidestepper back there. This is my woman killer in the group. Now, he don't kill him, but he cripples him up so that I can catch him. Makes him awful important. His name is Brent Wilson. Give Brent a round of applause. This young man here, he plays most times I've worked with him, he's playing the steel guitar, plays the fire of the steel guitar, plays the dobro well, and sometimes you catch him on the flat top. And he's a versatile young man, singing harmony and all that good stuff. His name is Curly Curtis. Now we're going to try our final number of the day. If the cameraman is ready, he might want to catch a little of this. It's a hard song for me, and I hope to goodness I can get through it. I think it's fixing to happen.
Soon I'll sing with you at the angel. Hallelujah.
Okay, we do have time to answer the Knoxville Girl request. The boss man said we could sing as long as we wanted to, so can't turn down an offer like that. Goes exactly like something like this here. Exactly 58 years ago, and still got her. So you got good girls here in Memphis. They lasted. That one has lasted for 58 years. We hoped for a long time. So we had three or four requests for the when I stopped dreaming. We hate to do two waltzes in a row, but that was a quick waltz, 6/8, and this will be a 3/4 waltz. You gonna play it with like a K-chord? You ain't gonna use the Lester Flatt chord changer? This playing music, if you've not noticed this, playing music is just like crossing that street out there. If you don't C sharp, you can B flat before you get the other side. It's kind of what this is all about. One more time if you will. Well, I stop dreaming. That's when I'll stop loving you. The worst I've ever been hurt in my life. First time I ever wanted to die. Once the mind from you told me. Could forget when I stop dreaming. That's when I stop wanting you. Come on, Jeff. Happened in about 1935 or thereabouts. We recorded some Carter Family material, some Delmo Brothers material, and the Monroe Brothers, and a few of the Lubin Brother tunes too. So actually there hadn't been anything cut since 1963, in the mid-63s by the Lubin Brothers, somebody says. You got any old stuff by the Lubin Brothers? Hell, it's all old. Excuse me, son. Boy, don't he look innocent. You show me a guy with lots of hair, good eyes, and his own teeth, and I can learn to hate him just like that. Okay, guys, go get him. Oh, it's cloudy in the west, and it looks like rain. Looks like rain, boys, looks like rain. It's cloudy in the west, and it looks like rain. So I'm on my long journey. Lost all my money, but $2 bill, $2 bill, boys, $2 bill. Lost all my money, but $2 bill. Charleston, that girl. Charleston. Lost that black smoke's arising.
journey is strange, so I'm on my long journey.
Thank you.
educational song that I'd like to sing now. I don't sing this that often, but I did record it once upon a time. It's just not in this project here. The girls should listen to this song as well as the boys. So we get that booger started. We'll arrive at the starting point in a moment. Anything better than a mama, he kept it for himself. So this is to honor those. That's the way you pay for your raising, girls and boys. When you raise some of your own, you pay for your raising. This one is a scary song. I don't know if you can handle this or not. You might ought to sit down and get that guy over to help you sit up straight. But this is a mean song.
All right.
Okay, guys, if you will.
All right.
He got here red and wrinkled, tears are crying. Then she picked him up. He sure was.
away from home. By the time she'd wore the covers off her Bible, her hair was gray, but her little man was gone. Pick up any products, we'd be happy to autograph them for you. Got one other little thing that's been good to me is put a lot of taters and beans on the table since about 1970. It goes exactly like this year. The other day I walked out on the street. I happened to see pretty young woman and a little bitty boy, and he looked back at me. See the big man cry, mama, that's what I heard him say. See the big man cry, mama, looked like his heart would break. I followed them to a pet shop window. The little boy stopped to see. He looked up at her, said, if I had a daddy, he'd buy the puppy for me. See the big man cry, mama, that's what I heard him say. See the big man cry, mama, he looked like his heart was broke. I wanted to tell him I was his dad. He sure had a pretty mama. But the judge had said I could never see them for the things I'd said and done. See the big man cry, mama, that's what I heard him say. See the big man cry, mama, just like fortune 10 times 10.